This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. In Belarus today, masked security agents dragged students off the streets and took them away in vans. This as new protests broke out against President Alexander Lukashenko. It is the fourth straight weekend of unrest since his disputed re-election victory. The Russian TASS news agency quoted the Minsk police as saying that up to 30 people were detained for taking part in unsanctioned demonstrations. Masked men also apprehended students who had gathered at a restaurant in the center of Minsk. Thousands of women later held a separate march through the city, shouting, "Hands off the children," as one of their slogans. Lukashenko has been in power for a quarter century. India and China said today they have agreed to work at reducing tensions along their contested Himalayan border. This came following a Moscow meeting of the defense ministers of the two nuclear-armed Asian giants. Both sides deployed additional forces along the after a clash in June, when 20 Indian soldiers were killed in hand-to-hand fighting. The Moscow discussions were the highest-level face-to-face political contact between India and China since the border situation first flared in May. Defense Ministers Rajnath Singh of India and General Wei Fenghe of China met late Friday on the sidelines of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization meeting in the Russian capital. In a statement, India's defense chief said both countries agree that neither side should take any further action that could either complicate the situation or escalate matters in the border areas. A gas pipeline explosion near a mosque in Bangladesh overnight killed 13 people and injured 30 as the faithful were about to end their prayers. Fire service officials suspect the blast was caused by a gas leak. It occurred just outside the capital, Dhaka. Dozens were rushed to the city's state-run specialized burn and plastic surgery hospital. Reports indicate that those who died included at least one child. Authorities said an accumulation of gas in the mosque likely sparked the tragedy. Authorities have launched an investigation. More news online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. There is continuing fallout over U.S. President Donald Trump's alleged disparagement of American service members who have been killed in action. The Atlantic Monthly magazine, in a story with unnamed sources, said Mr. Trump referred to U.S. fallen buried in France as losers. He also allegedly used the term suckers. Mr. Trump angrily denies all this and says no president has done as much for the military as he has. Mr. Trump's November opponent in his re-election bid, Joe Biden, issued a bitter critique, saying if true, the Atlantic article shows Donald Trump is unfit to be the nation's commander-in-chief. One of the final U.S. job reports before November's voting presented mixed results. Unemployment fell from 10.2 to 8.4%, but the pace of hiring in the country slowed. There were 1.4 million new jobs filled in August, but that was down from 1.7 million the month before. Economists say that points to a sluggish recovery from the damage done by the pandemic. There is a grim prediction from the University of Washington's Health Institute, but are enough Americans listening? The warning that U.S. deaths from the coronavirus could reach 410,000 by the end of the year, more than double the current toll, and that lives lost could reach 3,000 per day in December. The other side of the prediction, COVID-19 fatalities could be reduced by 30% if more Americans wore face masks, but in fact the use of those coverings appears to be declining. President Trump, meanwhile, is urging people to practice social distancing over the Labor Day weekend to reduce the spread of COVID-19. Health experts have expressed anxieties that ignoring such basics as face coverings over the holiday weekend could have serious consequences. According to Johns Hopkins University, the coronavirus has so far claimed 875,000 lives worldwide, with 26.6 million infections. The top four fatality counts, almost 188,000 here in the U.S., 125,000 in Brazil, 69,000 in India, and 66,000 in Mexico. Combined cases in those four countries, nearly 15 million. Japan's frontrunner to become the country's next prime minister, Yoshihide Suga, says he would like the central bank to continue its ultra-loose monetary policy as the economy struggles with the impact of the pandemic. In a Nikkei newspaper interview that ran today, Suga also said he would consider another economic stimulus package by the end of the year, in his words, to put the pandemic to an end and shift the economy to a new stage. The remarks reinforce expectations that Suga, as prime minister, would continue with many of Shinzo Abe's pro-growth economic policies. The International Atomic Energy Agency says Iran continues to increase its stockpile of enriched uranium in violation of limitations set in the landmark 2015 nuclear deal between Tehran and six world powers. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.